Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome back in. Hour number two, Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Madness even more descends upon Washington, D.C. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi requiring masks. There is a massive, massive revolt brewing among House Republican members. We are going to discuss with House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who is scheduled to join us just after the bottom of the hour here. Want to also tell you, by the way, you should be signing up for the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton VIP. You can do that at clayandbuck.com. Although I got to be honest with you, Buck, the selling point they put up on Twitter that I saw was you get to see special pictures like this one of Buck Sexton in a kilt. And I was like, I don't know if that's necessarily going to be driving a ton of subscriptions.
Whoa, hold on a second. All right.
Did you not see this?
I've been working out those calves, you know. I was at a kilt charity over the weekend raising money for the Navy SEAL Foundation. So people could go check that out at clayandbuck.com. And we'll say a lot of bagpipes were played. A lot of scotch was consumed. No haggis, which was kind of a bummer.
I had haggis back in the day.
You've had haggis?
I tried it because I studied abroad in England, and I went up to Scotland, which, by the way, Edinburgh is one of the coolest cities I've ever seen. Like the old castle that you can walk through. We talked about Braveheart the other day, which you pointed out is historically inaccurate, and it just crushed some aspects of the movie.
It is still my favorite movie of all time.
It's still an amazing movie.
Number one, but...
But William Wallace, one of his castles, is there, among others. So it's a really cool place to go. And when you were in Scotland, they said, well, you know, you try one of the famous foods, one of the areas I do whenever I go somewhere. And so I had a couple of bites of haggis, and I was not, you know, like, oh, my God, this is amazing.
Yeah, there's a reason why they fry so many things there in the UK. There are reasons for this. But, yes, clayandbuck.com. I promise, this weekend we'll put up some additional content, some things that don't involve me wearing a Scottish man skirt.
Sex sells, man. You don't have to apologize.
You know
sells.
I mean?
That's what for years and years
show a little swagger on the catwalk. It was actually a Scottish fashion show, believe it or not. So I actually technically walked in a fashion show, and I'm not a particularly fashionable guy. Clay and I definitely like to wear, we both like T-shirts. We're T-shirts
and shorts. I would wear T-shirts and shorts and flip-flops, for that matter, when the weather's good. I would wear that every day.
So can I tell you one thing that is fascinating, Clay, about social media is as we're sitting here and you and I are just hanging out with everyone listening all across the country, I'm able to see in real time as the DC journo intelligentsia, it's just, you're watching the digital dominoes fall. They're going, oh my gosh, did you see that? Oh my gosh, there's a mask man. It's coming back. It's Saturday. Everyone's completely flipping out about this. And what's so funny is that there are people who will initially, I mean, this whole thing is a total mess. It's a catastrophe. But there are people who will initially say, oh my gosh. And then you'll realize, oh no, but this is what my team wants. So
I
have to support
stand up for it.
So they're going to go from, wait, I don't want this to, oh yeah, I love being in the gym on the treadmill or, you know, or whatever with a mask on. And I just want everyone to know this because this will give you a sense. When I say that this is a mass hysteria, dogs and cats, Clay, living together.
Yes.
Mass hysteria. The last 2 weeks in D.C., this is from the official count on the New York Times website, okay, which is just pulling the straight CDC data. Well, Clay, can I ask? We didn't coordinate this before. How many people have died in our nation's capital in the last 2 weeks from COVID?
So I'm going to work through the math, right? So I went to school in Washington, D.C., and if I remember correctly, I think there are around 600,000 or 700,000 people. Is that about
right?
Who live in Washington, D.C. right now? So population of 600,000 or 700,000 is the potential number of people who could have gotten COVID and died. And in the last 2 weeks, I am going to say of those six, and I'm trying to do, you know, percentage math, but I'm going to guess it's under, I would be stunned if it is more than 30 that have died. And again, I would say with COVID because of COVID implies it's the only thing. I mean, almost all those people are elderly and have other health related conditions. But in the last two weeks, I would go with under 30.
You're being generous to crazy Nancy Pelosi and her whole crew. Two people, count them, have died. Now, every death is a tragedy, obviously, but I'm sure two people have died in, you know, more than that, have died
way
in traffic,
more in traffic
fatalities
accidents.
Or, you know, yes. Falling off a ladder fixing their gutters or whatever.
College kids and young people drinking too much, right? I mean, it's out of season, but, you know, the amount of danger that COVID represents based on those numbers you just shared in Washington, D.C., is, I mean, it would be interesting. Your point is a good one. How many other wildly unlikely, right, falling while trying to paint your house, slipping and falling in the bathtub while you're, you know, reaching for the loofah or whatever you're using there. And I don't even know what a loofah is, but I feel like
I don't
my
know.
Wife
you just you just said
it.
Loofah on
I just
air,
dropped
so I think
it
you know
pretty
something
easily.
About it.
I feel like I don't know about you're not married, but you have a serious girlfriend. I walk into so we have the his and hers counters in my house. And my counter in our bathroom has a beard trimmer. It has shaving the product, and a toothbrush. My wife has got like, I mean, I think she could make a nuclear bomb if she needed to, just based on all the paraphernalia and apparatus, which makes her much better looking than me. But I don't even know how to use it. So, but I would bet, and I think there's a lot of married men out there and guys with significant girlfriends who know exactly, like, I have no idea what all that paraphernalia does. But I would bet that people have fallen in their bathtubs and more of them have died in Washington, D.C. in the last 2 weeks from falls, bathtub related or otherwise, than from COVID.
And I just want everyone to know this right now. I want them to prepare for this because I understand it's easy right now to maybe think that's D.C., it went 95% for Biden. The craziness is, you know, that people will be walled off from this craziness in other parts of the country. Just remember that they always want to extend it more. And
that's
they've
right.
already been talking about using the federal government's power. I mean, let's all remember, you know, Wickard v. Filburn, you can't sell your wheat inside of state lines because it affects what's being sold over state lines, right? This is the great.
Well, look at you, first year law student,
you know
dropping
what I'm saying?
Knowledge.
I didn't even go to law school.
I know.
They
that's a first year law school staple.
They will find an excuse to use the power of the federal government to slap masks on as many people as possible and combine that with social media and with corporate America, unless there's enough of a pushback, which brings us to where we are right now. Is Congress going to be the frontline battleground, so to speak, rhetorically, let's not, you know, of where this is going with mandates for vaccines, where this is going with mask policy? Because remember, I mean, my theory or my feeling is that this moment of panic here won't last that long. Because I think the case is based on the
using India as an example, what happened with the Delta variant there.
Yeah, you look at the trajectory, and this has been true all along. If you look at the trajectory of the spread of COVID cases over a period of time, it's very similar over and over again, right? It kind of goes up for 4 to 6 weeks, and then it
People
drops
panic,
off.
Lose their mind.
Everyone freaks out, and then it drops off dramatically. So where are we in that arc right now? Tough to say. I mean, it looks like I'd say we're probably, you know, 3 weeks in, maybe something like that. It'll recede by mid-August, and then people will say, okay, we can go back to normal. The big problem that I have with all this is, one, this is madness. Start with that. And two, in the winter time, I think you're going to see another push for the more extreme measures. And Clay, there are so many small business people out there who they don't get time on CNN. They don't get articles written about them in the Washington Post. We're saying they barely, by the skin of their teeth, by their fingernails grasping, were able to keep their business alive. And then now, finally, last few months, they've started to get rolling again. And they're like, if you guys shut us down again, even for we're it's not worth it. We're just not going to go back. We'll take the paycheck to sit on the couch, too.
Yeah, not only that, but the other frustrating thing about this, do you know what they'll attribute the declining number of cases to? Oh, we brought masks
that's
back
right.
and indoors. Everyone, right?
Well,
even though
that's why they have to do it. That's the thing.
That's right. You're saying it exactly right, because what'll happen is if they don't do anything and the cases just go back down, which is the natural flow of how these situations go, then it looks like the virus is going to virus, and all of our man-made attempts to do things to the virus don't actually work. So they will say, oh, look, we instituted a mask mandate, and they'll point to some random place on the curve. And then when the curve naturally comes back down, they'll say, oh, see what happened when we finally put masks back on people.
I mean,
that's what they're doing in California with Gavin Newsom. That's what Muriel Bowser will be doing in D.C. That's what soon they'll be doing in New York City. All of these tyrant dictators are making these statements as if they're changing something.
And we remember what happened in Texas with Neanderthal thinking, according to Biden. Oh, my gosh, they're going to reopen. It's going to be so terrible. I keep saying it. We run the experiment. We test out the lockdown mask thesis in one way or another. They are wrong. The Democrat left Fauciites are wrong. And then they just pretend like we didn't learn anything. And they want to do the same thing over and over again. But we are going to have a Minority Leader McCarthy with us to talk about this looming mask showdown on Capitol Hill. Plus, I've got Clay. I'm fired up about how the DOJ is weaponized against Republicans on the issue of voting rights. I mean, the short version of it is, if you try to go back to pre-pandemic voting rules,
it's racist.
Jim Crow 2.0. It's racist. Oh, okay. We'll dive into that later on in the show. But you know, Clay, you know, you own a home, and I'm an investor in some homes, and all of the homes that we have, folks, have home title lock on them because the FBI calls home title fraud one of the fastest growing crimes out there, which is why we both trust Home Title Lock to protect our homes. You see, the title document to your home is stored online in the cloud. And that means that cyber thieves can actually get at it. They can forge your signature on a quit claim deed stating you sold your home to them. If you see this, it's so easy for them to do this crime. It's shocking. And the nightmare will start with collection calls demanding payment on loans that you never took out on your home. Clay, then some lender you've never heard of is going to serve you an eviction notice, take you to court. But that's why we take action.
That's why you need right now Home Title Lock. For pennies a day, you can secure your home's title and back it with $1 million guarantee. Register your address now to see if you're already a victim, and you'll get 30 days free when you call 800-708-LOCK. That's 800-708-LOCK. One more time, 800-708-LOCK. See website for guarantee and details. Welcome back in. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton rolling through the Thursday edition of the program. I had to pause there for a minute. Make sure I got the day right. During COVID, there's been so much craziness going on. Sometimes it's hard to remember what day it is. And the mask mandate madness is spreading. Started in L.A., now spreading to D.C., as we have been telling you, and now spread onto the House floor itself. And we teased that the question, and we're going to have a House Minority Leader on with us, Kevin McCarthy, here in a moment. But we teased whether there would be people standing up to Nancy Pelosi's new mandate inside of the House of Representatives. Here is Representative Nancy Mace's video that she posted earlier today, just in the last couple of hours, directed to Nancy Pelosi.
In the tunnels this morning, socially distant from anybody else. I had COVID. I've had two vaccinations. I'm washing my hands. I'm even wearing my mask inside the chamber, but I'm not going to wear it anywhere else. So, Madam Speaker, come and get me.
I like it. This is like Molon Labe for masks. Come and take it. Or I guess come and grab me and try to arrest me. But I got to tell you this. I mean, Clay, listen to what she just said there about I've had COVID. I've had two vaccines. I've been through all this stuff. At some point, we just have to force the other side to admit that their plan is that this never stops, that they just get to determine when and how much of this you have to do, but you're never actually free of it. And to that, I'd say we're going to come back to, remember in the beginning of the debates about COVID, it was, what about the flu? We didn't do this for that. People die from the flu every year. They said, oh, well, this isn't the flu. Now we're actually getting to numbers where it pretty much is, actually, in terms of what the spread is right now and the number of people dying from it. It's pretty close to a flu season. And they're acting like we have to start getting ready to do all this stuff. I mean, they've just lost their minds. I don't know what else to say. I mean, this is, you know, Orange Man bad was keeping them up at night. Now it's the lack of masking. Russia collusion before. Now it's the lack of vaccinated Trump supporters. These people have real problems, Clay.
Psychological, deep-seated issues. I don't think there's any doubt. And, you know, what's wild is Nancy Pelosi may get some cover now from Washington, D.C. instituting their own mask mandate, because now she can say it's not my rule indoor for people to one up. She's going to be able to say this is the rule of the District of Columbia where Congress is located. And so, see, they're just following my lead. And I would think the Senate's going to follow and everything else. And the big issue here is I really do think we need to fight a battle over the science. And I understand there are people out there who are totally over this. But my God, think about this for just a second. 2 months ago, Buck, the number one argument for why you should go get the COVID vaccine was if you got the COVID vaccine, the bargain, you would no longer have to wear a mask really anywhere, indoors, outdoors, anywhere. The White House sold that. They used it as their pitch all the way up through July 4th to encourage everyone out there to go get the COVID vaccine. And now they are yanking that rug. They are revoking that bargain that they made with the American people. And I don't understand how anybody can trust anything coming out of the CDC now. I think this was the last shift. And I know you...
Wait, so there are a lot of people have a theory about what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Because it's what they did with masks in the beginning with Fauci, which is that some of them will basically say it was a noble lie. Get the vaccine, you're done forever. We had to say whatever we had to say to get as many people vaccinated as possible, so they won't even care. Because for anyone who thinks that sounds outlandish, that is 100% what they did with masking and Fauci and the reversal there. The story became, oh, he had to lie to people about the effectiveness of masks in March of 2020 because otherwise we were going to run out. So that's why Fauci did, which, by the way, was not true. He just knew that there was no good literature or science to prove that this was going to work.
And there still isn't.
And there still isn't in a pandemic setting. And then we had all the social media companies. By the way, I think that's going to, you're going to start to see this too. They're going to clamp down because
may be in trouble.
They're infected with the brain amoeba, if you will, of lockdownerism. And I think that's what's going to end up happening here. So they're not going to stop, and we have to stop them. They won't actually give you back the basic freedoms that you have. I mean, when someone tells me that I have to breathe through a mask and there's obviously no good reason for it, I am hostile to this person now.
Not only that, Buck, they're telling your kids that they have to do that in school, ages, and not even your kids who are old enough to be in school, 2 and up. Anybody who's raised a 2.5-year-old, good luck trying to keep them to wear a mask. Good luck trying to keep them to wear clothes.
We got Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy joining us here to talk about this and more in just a second, so you don't want to miss that. Stick around. Inflation is already getting worse, folks. You can see it. They're talking about it. The Fed chair, Jerome Powell, said, yeah, it's going to be here longer than we thought. Trillions of dollars has been thrown into the economy, and we got trillions more on the way. What do you think this does to the value of the dollars in your bank account? Look, you got to take action today to prepare for the inflation that we all know is coming with real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group. Not gold and silver stocks. I'm talking about real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. I buy my gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group because that's who I trust. Give them a call now at 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-GOLD. Whether you're looking to have real gold and silver delivered to you at home or have real gold and silver in your IRA or 401k, the Oxford Gold Group can help. Call them today, 833-404-GOLD.
When we were there, they had a rate of COVID positivity of over 10%. And like a churning revolving door, Joe Biden is releasing them. There was just a report this week that the Biden administration has released over 50,000 illegal aliens without even giving them a court date. Just release them. And you know what? They're asked to report into ICE. About 13% of them report into ICE. It's spreading COVID in our communities. And I'll tell you right now, the election of Joe Biden becoming president of this country was a COVID super spreader event because they're releasing illegal aliens in South Texas and all across the country with COVID, and they're spreading COVID. and yet they're radical policies. They don't want to do anything to protect us.
Welcome back to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Buck here. You just heard from Senator Ted Cruz. We've got Clay and I about to dive into all of this with House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, who joins us on the line. Great to have you, Congressman. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Congratulations to you two on the show.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. So we just had the breaking news about the D.C. mask mandate. We've been talking a lot about Speaker Pelosi's mask rule and the possibility of fines or maybe even arrest. Minority Leader, what are you going to do about this?
You know, you need to understand where this comes from. We just brought in the physician for the Capitol. He based his decision on the CDC. The CDC has now become political. This is what the country needs to understand. The physician in the Capitol, Dr. Monahan, said, well, the CDC recommends based upon a report that has not been printed yet. We then went further and asked the doctor, did you know this report is based upon a study in India about a vaccine that isn't approved in America and doesn't even have peer review? And I did not know that. And in the CDC recommendation, it says only for hotspots. In Washington, D.C., there's an 85% at the Capitol vaccination rate. Even in the Washington Post writes, if you are vaccinated, for you to go to the hospital with a new variant is 0.003. It is more likely you get hit by lightning than have to go to the hospital. And the most interesting part of all this, where our speaker does not understand what science means, you're basing something on a study in India on a vaccine that isn't in America. Our vaccines work, and it's not even peer review. What they're doing is the administration is making the CDC political, because what's the next thing they did once they got them to make this report? Every federal employee needs one. They're going to use this to shut the schools down. They're going to use this. You're watching it day after day just continue to grow. That's what they want to have happen. They first go to the House, and inside the U.S. Capitol, if you're in the House side, you have to wear a mask or you get fined or arrested. But somewhere around the rotunda, the science changes. So in the Senate, you don't have to wear a mask.
Congressman, I appreciate it. This is Clay. Appreciate you coming on. So what's the response? Buck and I have been talking about earlier in the show. It feels to me, and I'm curious what you would say to your members, several of whom have already started to say this, that the response needs to be, come and arrest me then, Nancy Pelosi. If I've already been vaccinated and already had COVID, as several of your members have, there's zero scientific justification for wearing a mask. And I think you're right. And there needs to be a battle at some point. You guys have to start fighting for people out there who want their kids to be in school without having to wear masks, who want their small businesses to be able to stay open. What's the best way to fight now?
That's exactly what we're doing. Watch what, if you and I were talking yesterday, no one knew how the CDC got their science to make this and change the country. It was the House Republicans that brought it forward. It was the House Republicans who confronted the physician. It is the House Republicans, the leader, who challenged the speaker on the science behind it. What was her response? To call me names. Not to debate about the science, but to call me names. The Democrats have the majority in the House, and unfortunately, the rules of the House, all she does, she fines you $500. She won't arrest members, but she tries to arrest staff. We tell staff, you don't have to. They're trying to make Americans who are vaccinated to wear a mask again. It's about control. And if they really want people to get vaccinated, they wouldn't take information off the internet. They'd let somebody who hasn't been vaccinated to get have all the information so they can make a decision. They wouldn't tell vaccinated people, when the science tells you it's not going to do anything, to wear a mask, because it takes away the incentive for someone to get vaccinated. It's all about control, and we're not going to sit back. We're not going to allow this to happen. We just did our other press conference out front. We're united in our approach. The very best thing we could do is fire Pelosi, because she's the one that's fundamentally driving this behind Biden.
What happens with the $500 fine? I mean, how do they enforce that? How do they make you pay? They take it out of your paycheck?
What the Democrat, you've got to understand what the Democrats have now done in the House. It's total control by Nancy. Never in the history of Congress has a speaker picked who could be on committees from the minority side. She then instituted, passed a rule that they would fine you $500 if you didn't have a mask on. They take it directly out of paycheck. She put magnetometers before the House chambers. I don't understand how it's only for members themselves. If you go around it, are you? It buzzes and you don't hear it and go through, you get fined $5,000 taken directly from your paycheck. The most interesting part is when Clyburn, the whip, because he has security, he walks around it. It's the same thing as before. Remember when Nancy Pelosi wanted the country shut down and said you can't get your hair done, but she goes gets it done? Remember
yeah,
when Nancy Pelosi says inflation is not a problem? Her husband and her just made $5 million in the last couple months. How? Not because he invested in stocks or buildings. He bought option calls. What did he buy them on? He bought it on tech stocks. When did he buy it? In the time that we were debating the bills and legislations before tech. Do you think that's right?
No, it's
she
clearly not.
One thing, and the law does not abide by her.
We're speaking to Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy here. And sir, I just want to know what you think people out there, because they ask us this, what should they do about this continued COVID authoritarianism? I mean, it's in D.C. right now. It's in Los Angeles County. I'm worried. I'm here in New York City. I think it might be next, although we'll see. What should people who don't want their kids masked up, who don't want to have to deal with this, what should be their next moves?
Let's go to the foundation of where they're bringing this premise, from the CDC, which they made political. Let's look at the study. The study that the CDC is basing this on isn't printed. The study is based upon a study in India on a vaccine that isn't in America. Our vaccines work, and it's not per review. How can any scientific belief harbor from this? But they utilize this to go make the other cities to control us more. Why are they doing it today? Because they're coming after your schools next. They're going back into our restaurants. They're going back to our small businesses. The only thing they care about is control. If that wasn't the case, why would they put magnetometers around the hill to get in? Why would they make you $500 if you don't wear it on the floor? It's all about control. In the exact same building you walk halfway across, it no longer lies there. In the Senate, you don't have to wear a mask. If the Capitol police officer works on the House side, he's told to arrest people if they don't have one. Later in the day, if he works on the Senate side, no, they don't have to wear a mask over there.
So
where
ridiculous.
Is the science behind it? America needs to stand up, play by the science, and show them that they are wrong. We cannot take this any longer.
So I think you're 100% right on all this. Do you get the sense, Buck and I have been talking about this, do you get the sense that the American public is finally fed up? Because I do. This newest shift from the CDC after the White House and everybody else, the bargain was get the vaccine, you never have to wear a mask again. And suddenly they're coming back and telling us we have to wear masks again. Republicans are fed up, but I get the sense that reasonable Democrats, to the extent they still exist, and lots of independents are sitting around saying this is COVID madness.
This is COVID madness. They were afraid they were losing control. Why don't you put it out public? How can you make a decision on a study that's not even public, that you can't read, that's based upon a vaccine that's not in America? How could that stand on its merit? But this is what they do. They take that to control the rest of our lives. America will not stand for this. And it's not about a Republican or Democrat or anybody else. It's the America themselves. We're not going to go backwards. It's 0.003 if you're vaccinated. We were told if we got the vaccine, we could go back to work, back to school, back to health, back to normal. Now they're trying to take us back because somehow they're losing control. You've watched every step of the way, from Pelosi getting her hair done when they say you can't have it, from Gavin Newsom going to the restaurant when he's told nobody else can. This is fundamental. They want it one way. They want to control us and live another way. That is not right. That is not fair. That's not the American way. And it shouldn't fundamentally be just one side. We need to stand up and fight this.
House Minority Leader McCarthy, thank you so much for joining us, sir. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you. Join with us.
So we're going to come in, maybe take some of your calls on this because our lines have been lit the entire time. I know people are... We've been saying, you know, this is the madness is returning. It's just a question of how quickly and how severely. So we'll get into that. Plus, I've got the DOJ going after states for wanting basic voter protections the next hour. Maybe some more talk on the border. And Clay, Tommy Tuberville.
Tuberville. Yes, the great former Auburn football coach. And he's scheduled to join us. Yeah, it should be fun. We got a lot coming this way, Buck.
Exciting stuff. Also, for your dog, you know, whatever dog food you've got, you want your dog as healthy as possible, right? I've got a fantastic supplement that you put right into your dog food. It's called Rough Greens. Rough Greens, you just add it in. We have it for my Tallulah's dog food, and she loves it, and she's healthier than we've seen her in a long time. Rough Greens is not dog food itself. It's a healthy supplement you put into your dog's food with the live nutrients that you need for superior dog health. It's got 23 all-natural vitamins and minerals from fruits and vegetables, 20 digestive enzymes to aid in digestive health, 15 powerful strains of probiotics specific to dog gut health, which helps with better breath, by the way, which is really important, and just in general, better GI tract situation. The folks at Rough Greens are so confident your dog's going to love Rough Greens, they've got a special deal for our listeners. Just go to roughgreens.com. That's R-U-F-F. roughgreens.com/Clay and Buck. They're going to give you the first bag free. You heard me right. Free. All you pay is shipping. That's roughgreens.com/Clay and Buck. roughgreens.com/Clay and Buck.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton. You just heard from the House Minority Leader there in the House. Hopefully, will soon be the Speaker of the House next year, a little over a year away. All the ridiculousness of Nancy Pelosi's new rules. Worth mentioning that Nancy Pelosi and her Democratic colleagues are fine with the border being wide open and no testing going on of illegal immigrants as they pour into the country, but they're not fine with people walking around who have been vaccinated inside of our nation's capital and have virtually no risk. That's not permissible, which is just evidence of the incredible failure, Buck. I would say, if anything else, the inability of Democrats to analyze risk and understand it in any way. We know they're bad business people, but just to make logical decisions, it's pure madness.
Well, I think that they just have a very different analysis framework, because risk in the context we're talking about it and anxiety and fear are incredibly useful. This is why you have Chuck Schumer talking about how if we don't take action on climate change in the next few years, climate change will kill more people than COVID. I mean, this is the Senate majority leader saying crazy things, but they understand that when people are scared, they are part and they're part of the herd, you can get them moving in the direction you want. And that's why I think they don't want to let go of COVID as the great mass mobilizer for collective action. They're not done with this yet. There's still more to do, Clay. There's climate change to fight.
They're desperate. They are desperately holding on to COVID. And we'll talk a little bit about this, I'm sure, both today and the rest of the week. You know, the infrastructure bill that is currently going on, I think a big part of the storyline that is out there right now, this hardly got any attention because I think it undercuts Joe Biden substantially. But Senator Kristen Sinema from Arizona came out and said she can't support the $3.5 trillion budget bill that Democrats in the Senate have endorsed. And without her, and we still don't know exactly what Joe Manchin in West Virginia is going to do, but without her, Joe Biden's administration doesn't have the ability to get the reconciliation bill passed because they can't lose a single senator in order for Kamala Harris to break the tie. So we talked yesterday, and I think it's worth mentioning, about what sort of bargain Republicans might be getting on the infrastructure side. It sounds like Kristen Sinema not supporting the $3.5 trillion for Joe Biden might be what the Republicans are getting for supporting the infrastructure bill. That's out there. It's not getting talked about very much, but that seems to be the horse trade that might be in play here.
Yes, and we have to see what the eventual... Remember, there's no text.
So that's right. We have no idea. It's just random numbers.
We're like assessing the backroom dealing plus whatever they decide to tell us out in public about what's really going on here. But as I've said, there's no there's really very few people in the Congress who care about the massive spending. And now we're increasingly just told, yeah, it looks like inflation is going to be worse than anticipated. Inflation is going to be something that's eating away at the savings of folks. And it creates a lot of havoc. But Democrats want to spend, and so they're not going to change. They're not going to get away from that anytime soon. Kevin in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois. What's up?
Two quick points, gentlemen. First, mask madness is spreading faster than the virus itself. The Chancellor of the University of Illinois has just announced that regardless of vaccinated status, every faculty, staff, and student will wear a mask in the classroom or any building on campus this fall.
This is Illinois.
That
I'm telling
insane.
Everybody, it's going to spread all across the country. This is what's going to happen.
It is insane. These kids have no risk from COVID at all. They're probably almost all mandating vaccines. Many of these different schools are. The virus has moved from COVID to sweeping across the country, and its primary impact is in disabling the brains of a huge percentage of Americans because people can't even look at the data anymore.
There's also such a class situation here that the Democrats never have to contend with because the media is in their pocket of the remote work from home folks are like, it's not a big deal. It's a big deal if you're an hourly employee who needs wages and needs to show up to do them, and your business is going to be destroyed or affected by even a short-term lockdown or even just a rollback in business. I want to talk about what the DOJ is doing to voting rights in the states, or rather voting integrity measures, and how this is all about who's going to run the country, folks, not just in the next election, but perhaps for many, many years after that. Plus, we have Mr. Tuberville joining us in... I said it
former
right.
Former football coach. He was now the senator from Alabama. I'm excited to talk to him, see
we're
what's
excited,
going on.
Excited to speak to him. So we'll be coming up to that in just a little bit. Stay around.
You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.